Hi, welcome back to Two Girls, One Brain Cell. Today we're throwing it back a little, because we weren't always just two dumb teenage and 20-something girls. We were dumb children as well. So we thought we'd, you know, explain our origins, where we started, and how we got here. If you hear pittering and pattering, that's our dog. She won't leave us alone. I think she wants to be in the podcast, but...
Worm says, this is my podcast now.
It's, yeah. Welcome to the Worm Podcast, featuring us.
Featuring Worm, and only Worm. And we're leaving now, actually.
This will just be Molly sniffing the
This has recording. Been.
All right. So, first we're going to start off with Kelsey, because she,
I thought a lot of things were true when they were not true.
She had a very active imagination, is how I'll put it, you know? She just... believed so many things.
Well, some of it was purposeful lies and deception from Allie. The rest was okay. Just me.
Only one was lies and deception.
But it counts.
I guess it counts. But it, you know, wasn't sure. Entirely yeah. My fault.
Okay.
So, on Wizards of Waverly Place, there was he an uncle?
Yeah, there was an episode where the uncle came on, and, it just so happened that the plot twist was that this uncle had been shapeshifting into Shakira. But I thought, surely, they would not take a real pop celebrity and make her pretend to be someone's uncle. So I thought, surely Shakira was fake.
Yeah, it wasn't until, like, 2015 or 2016 when you finally realized that Shakira was real.
Yeah, I just thought they made her up, because I was like, no pop star would agree to this. This is a cockamamie plot.
It is a cockamamie plot, but Shakira agreed to it.
Yeah, because she's a real person who can make real decisions.
What a concept, apparently.
I also thought, similarly, I was also fooled by iCarly into thinking that the town of Yakima in, where is that?
I want to say, like, Washington or
Washington,
something?
Washington, yeah. Hold Yakima, on. Washington, question mark. I thought that was
it's in
fake.
Washington.
Okay, yeah. Because they have an episode where, they're talking about taking Carly to Yakima to live with her grandfather.
Yeah.
Right? And they just keep making fun of Yakima, and it's like, that's the noise you make when you throw up. Yakima! You know? So I was like, surely that's not a real place.
We have an entire video. We obviously can't show you. But of just Kelsey at the kitchen table just losing her mind because she just realized that Yakima was real.
I was shown on a map.
You were.
Yakima
yeah.
exists.
It does exist. It's a real place, and I hope you live there one day.
Yeah.
That would be fun for you.
Me too. That would be really fun for me. I would wake up every morning and be like, wow, reality.
And then Shakira would be there.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, Shakira lives in Yakima.
Oh.
Because both are fake.
Now you're just insulting her. She seems like a fine woman.
Okay. This is one that we kind of shared, but we put it on the list for Kelsey because
yeah, Allie was dumb about this too.
This was her whole thing. So on PBS Kids, there was a show called Dragon Tales,
which slapped.
Which that's a good show. Honestly, would watch to this day.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
But there's a character named Ord, O R D, and that's his name. And so when they tell us, you know, in commercials, to go to pbskids.org, like the website, we thought, oh, it's Ord, obviously. They wouldn't trick us like that. They wouldn't put an almost URL end as a character name.
Yeah.
But we were mistaken.
I still don't know why he was named Ord.
I don't know either. It sounds like Gord.
You're right. May as well just call him Gord.
Might as well. I think that'd be good for him. Another classic moment. This was the one deceit that I performed. Was that a sentence?
This is not the only deceit you've ever performed.
This was the one that I influenced your brain.
Allie told me. So I was a big fan of the film Ratatouille.
And just all mice in general.
Yeah, I you know, I liked rodents. I thought they were cute and fun as a small child. So Allie told me that Punk was the name for a baby mouse.
I did. It took a lot of convincing. She genuinely thought for a minute, not even a minute, like 20 minutes as I was trying to convince her up in our bedroom. I was like, it's a punk. And she was like, no, that sounds like monkey. It must be a baby monkey. And I was like, that's awful logic. That's just, both are false, but that's just, you're creating this own falsehood.
But I was right to not trust you.
You were right to not trust me, but then you trusted me. And then you went downstairs. Yeah,
I was
and
a fool. I've learned my lesson.
In her teeny little squeaky voice that she used to have, I'm a punk. It was just so funny.
I told many people that I was a punk.
Yeah.
Many people. Many adult people.
Well, you know.
What? What is your rationale, you schemer?
You bit me once. You bit me often. You are a biting child.
One time, Allie bit herself and then blamed me. And I said, yeah, that was probably me.
My mom, I had, like, bite marks, like, of all of my teeth. So that should have been the first thing. Because, like, you were, like, two.
I didn't have all my teeth.
You didn't have all your teeth. So, Mom, what were you up to? But I bit myself and there were marks on my arm. And Mom was like, Kelsey, did you bite Allie? And you were like, yeah, probably. Honestly.
If not now, soon. Who's to say? What is time?
She would just bite people all the time.
So Allie decided, I'll take advantage.
I remember I actually once bit Mom's leg while she was cooking because I saw you do it. And I was like, what? That would be fun.
That's not how siblings are supposed to work. I'm supposed to see things that you do and go, that would be fun, and then do the dumb thing. You're not supposed to see me bite someone and go, a chump.
Well, I was just, like, such, like, a good, easy child. Like, I'd never bitten anyone, you know? And so I see you crawling around just biting everyone that you can reach. And I'm like, huh.
Everyone pissed me off. They all deserved it. Especially you, you faker.
I'm sorry. I was a scammer from day one.
Uh-huh.
Another thing that Kelsey thought for a long, long time.
Like, too long, probably.
There's a web browser, you may be familiar, called Mozilla Firefox. Kelsey, what
it's
did you
like
think
it's like the in-between. It's better than Internet Explorer, but it's like, it's no Google.
There are a lot of, like, programs and websites at UNC that you're supposed to use Firefox for. And I'm like, who are you? This is a top-notch institution. Use Google Chrome. Obviously. But Mozilla Firefox had a different name, and Kelsey said,
Mozzarella Firefox was the name.
Like the cheese?
Yeah, like the cheese, because I knew what the cheese was.
Yeah.
You'd
never heard the word Mozilla.
Because it's not a word. Is that a real word?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, you could look it up. So we could know.
Mozilla. It's going to take forever to load, because we're in the kitchen, and the Wi-Fi sucks.
Cool. All right.
Well, we'll tell you when it loads.
Yeah,
but anyway,
exciting.
We used it in our playroom computer. That was our main web browser there. So it was
that
always
top-notch
there.
High speed.
Mozilla definition.
You had to be a fool to think it wouldn't just bring up the web browser.
It's a it's a nickname for navigator.
Oh, that makes sense.
Interesting.
Navigator Firefox.
Yeah.
Really, the name itself.
Firefox doesn't make any sense.
The whole
sense
name
either.
Doesn't make sense.
It's just a fox with like a fire on its tail. That is weird.
Well, there's like a firewall, isn't there? Like,
yeah,
that's a thing that
a
computer
fox?
Should have. I can't explain that half.
Sneaky? I don't know. Yes, absolutely. And so, okay. The last two on this list.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Are probably my favorites. because we did some traveling in our youth. And we would go to, like, the mountains or the beach. We lived at the beach for a while.
Yeah.
And so when we told Kelsey about these things, she would have a perception of what our lodging would look like.
Yeah. I'm gonna paint you a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the beach house, for me it was on the beach, like, on the sand part of the beach.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a tiny shack, like, the size of a shed.
You know, perfect for a family of five.
Yeah. I was thinking this through. And I thought, okay, a beach house is on the beach, it's a tiny shack. Inside, what can you fit in there? Probably a toilet in the back corner. And, like a small table.
That's all you need.
All you need. And then, but my greatest fear was, despite the fact that we were living in a gnome house, was that, like, since it was on the beach, that's, like, public property, you know? Like, so, like, kids would come up and put sand in our toilet from the beach. And then we'd have to deal with that. And it was...
Was there any plumbing?
I
can't imagine there would be.
I didn't think at all the logistics.
Didn't you also have a fear of people just shoving sand under the door? I remember that being a huge topic
of like,
discussion.
We'd shut the door, like, I'm sick of the beach, I've had it. And then it's just, they're still there. Like, you can't leave the beach.
We ended up, our beach house was, like, one house down from like the access to the beach. Like, we were very close to the beach.
My fears were warranted.
Just not in a toilet and small table sized shack. Fortunately,
well,
for us.
It didn't make sense to me to build a huge house on the beach. You know, you can't take up that much of the beach.
You're right.
So, you know, take the necessities. Take your toilet, take your table.
You were very literal as a child. Like,
I was.
You really thought that, like,
things were what
beach
they
house
were.
Was beach house and mountain house was what?
So a mountain house was, you know how you see a mountain and it's like very pointed at the tip top. You know how mountains
I've are. Never seen a mountain that
no,
looks
they're
like
not
that
really like that, but you
only
think
in
that
children's
they're like that.
Drawings.
Yeah,
and,
in children's
storybooks.
You
and
think
such.
That mountains just come to a complete point.
Yeah,
so my idea
an
was
an absolute zenith.
Yeah, so I thought if it comes to an absolute zenith that like the sides are slippery because they go straight up. You can't build a house on that. So the house had to be built on the very tip top, like balancing on the point.
Did the point go inside the house at all, or was
no,
it just completely balanced?
It was just
balanced.
Balancing.
Okay.
So you had to be really careful about furniture placement,
mm-hmm.
and you had to make sure that you had an equal amount of people on each side of the house.
So for our family of five, good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, put the kids on one side, the adults on the other.
Yeah.
That would have worked out. Mm.
For sure.
But, like, if you weren't careful enough, your house would just slide down the mountain. And that would be the end of you and your house.
Just the whole house. No one can do anything about it.
I didn't really understand why people vacationed in the mountains.
I don't think you understood why people vacationed, period. Like, if you go to the beach, you sit on the sand.
It seemed tricky. But here's the thing. I evolved, because the beach house was my first thought.
Yes.
Right? And then once I considered a mountain house, it was a full-sized house. I didn't make a shack. Perhaps a shack would have worked better.
Probably.
But, yeah, it was like a full-fledged house.
Yeah.
It just, you know, a bit precarious.
We used to go to the mountains often. Like,
I didn't get it.
No, you
I
didn't.
Just didn't understand.
I really enjoyed hearing this from, like, when we were... I was, like, 8 or something, and you were explaining this to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about, you idiot 5-year-old? Like, what are you saying to me? And you were like, oh, yeah, is the house going to fall? And I was like, hmm? And you were like, off of the mountain. Is the house going to fall off the mountain?
Are we going to slide into oblivion? Are we all going to die?
I was like, I don't know. But, like, you just had, like, you were so skeptical of everything and just so literal.
Well, I just didn't really, trust anyone, I guess. I thought, surely our parents will take us on this death vacation.
Kelsey,
it will be character building.
Kelsey, our mom, like, Kelsey saw our mom reaching under her pillow as the tooth fairy to get a tooth.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelsey told me about it. And I was so gullible that I said, I don't believe you.
Ellie wouldn't believe me when I had real facts and evidence.
I said, no, there must be a small lady who steals my teeth in exchange for cash money.
That makes more sense.
That's profitable. Honestly, I'm just going to knock out all my teeth and then put them all under my pillow.
You're right, that would be profitable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just have no teeth.
I could get dentures.
Which would cost money.
Well, I'd have money. Luckily to my
that's team. Not a profit.
I mean, it might be.
No.
Mm.
No.
Well.
That's not a step 1-2-3 profit program.
I think it should be.
It,
I think that should be a really good program.
No.
All right.
Now that we've exposed me, we're going back to 2011.
I'd say 2011 at the earliest.
Yeah. Allie has had some Facebook for some long times.
Yeah.
So, pull up your statuses.
Hold on, 1 second. We have to take a quick ad break. And we're back!
Wow.
So, take us on a little tour, Kelsey.
Okay, so when you open up Allie's Facebook post from 2011, it goes, like, backwards, right? So, the first thing we see is December 31st, 2011. Allie eloquently put, "Daddy stole my cheese," frowny face. Care to explain what the hell that means?
I think Dad stole a piece of cheese that I was gonna eat, but
But in 2011, you were still calling him Daddy?
Is that my friend Ashlyn liked it? I became friends with her last year. She went on a deep dive of my Facebook as well.
Well, if I found that too, I'd like it just so you know that I found
Daddy this. Stole my cheese. Sometimes people like to, like, grave dig, they call it, on Facebook and just comment on old things so they pop back up
in
people's Facebook timelines, and that's awful.
I do like that. That is a good scheme.
No. No, it's not.
Yeah. So from December 27th, 2011, we have Allie saying, I love trying to narrate the thoughts of dogs. This is quirky and relatable.
That is quirky and relatable content. I really try my best.
And you got good comments like, try cats!
And try goldfish.
Yeah, but I was leaving out goldfish because goldfish are dumb.
Yeah. Well, I like that our aunt was one of the comments.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have any real friends.
Oh, cool. Cool of you to say. Uh-huh. Love that for me.
Oh. Oh, you didn't actually write that. Someone else wrote that.
No.
Dang, I got really excited. Because it starts with, my name is Allie Bennett and I'm a dork and I'm weird.
Yeah, well, it's that thing where people would, like, hack each other's Facebooks and then go, hacked! Like, it's like a cool thing.
Yeah, that's cute. Oh, Allie publicly ripping on Justin Bieber on December 23rd, 2011.
It was that video where Ellen was in the background of, like, his music video. And I said, I hate Justin Bieber, but this is absolutely hilarious. Just so everyone knew that I hit no likes, no comments, nobody interacted with that.
No one
cared that I hated Justin Bieber. Yeah. But I had to let everyone know.
On December 13th, you had to ask, why is John, our brother, yelling the letter F?
And then our aunt said, are you sure he's not saying if, like IF, like the real word? And then I said, well, then he started yelling G. It would have... I would have not lied on Facebook. I did not fabricate things.
Except for that one time in 7th grade when Allie made a Facebook fan account for herself.
Hey. Everyone had these pages called, like, I Love Susan. And I wanted one, so I made one that said, I Love Allie Bennett. And nobody looked for it or liked it. That is the one that she found. That awful, awful photo.
Oh, yeah, that's
I like your lipstick.
Allie is, it's very filtered. It's terrible lighting.
Basically like a Kesha cosplay.
Yeah, she's wearing green lipstick. What's under your eye?
That's a lightning bolt.
Oh, well, it's also green.
Yeah.
It more looks just like you're bleeding goop.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's how it'd be.
That's a neat thing to say to me.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh, on October 26th, you had some... complaints. Bleh. Dentist this morning. Frowny face.
I had to go to the dentist.
And everyone needed to know. On October 21st, you had to say, well, that was a really entertaining bus ride. What happened on that bus ride?
I couldn't tell you. That was 7 years ago.
Well, was it really that important? If you can't even remember it now.
Well, I guess not.
Everyone's wishing you a happy birthday.
Well, that's what people did.
That's lame.
On your birthday.
Why do they care?
I don't know. You can skip to other years by pressing that.
Sick. Let's go see what happened in 2012.
Oh, no. Nothing good happened in 2012. Not. Just in general.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we have a great photo. To preface, her caption is, I'm feeling it a bit tumblery today.
Oh, I wanna
She's die. Wearing, is that an American Eagle hoodie?
That is an American Eagle hoodie. It's pink.
She's holding, like, the hoodie, like, around her neck and then also touching her face. Like, kind of like you would if you were Cody Simpson in 2012.
I look like Cody Simpson in this picture. Like, really I'm not do. Gonna lie.
And she's got the I'm so tragic look on, lips slightly parted.
I'm in my closet, also, is an important fact.
And you have an extreme comb over.
Yeah, well, my hair was in a ponytail, also. Yeah. So.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It was
some more really good selfies.
I got like a point and shoot camera and I thought I was like hot shit, you know? I really was like,
look at that tooth gap. You were hot shit.
Hey, listen here. I have a large mouth. I'm not gonna apologize. No. I had braces.
No, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
This is awful.
There's so many photos in here.
Yeah.
I need content that is textual.
There's so many photos.
Oh. This is quirky. December 13th, 2012.
Oh my god.
I have way more freckles on my left cheek than my right. Okay, symmetry, you tried.
It's still true. It's still very true.
But do you still tell symmetry you tried?
With my whole face, yeah. I'm very asymmetrical.
Yeah. No one else notices that you're asymmetrical.
Oh, but I do. I for sure do.
On December 9th, 2012, Allie said, you blocked me on Facebook. Now you're going to die.
That was in a radio commercial. Oh my God. For the record. And it had the Emma Stone, oh my God, or what the fuck, you know, kind of like noise in there.
Oh, from Superbad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
More selfies.
My album entitled I Take Pictures When I Get Bored, and it was just selfies.
Oh, yeah. All letters capitalized, period, at the end.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Sometimes you take pictures when you get bored. That was the biggest roast that he wrote on my thing.
Oh, what?
Truth is, OMG, hey, Allie, how are you and your period? That's a cute birdcage you're doing there. Because, you know, birdcage is a dance flexible position is the only way I can explain it.
Mm-hmm.
How's that one fuerte going? Huh? That's good. LOL. I love you and I know you love me too, girl. Mm, that's right. Hi. Love you. Bye. He was...
Everything about that was bad.
He was like Mateo from Superstore is how I will describe his personality. Just so abrasive. And awful.
But entertaining.
But so entertaining.
On December 5th, 2012, Allie questioned, where is my supersuit?
I wanted to know.
No one gave you real answers.
Well, no. They just kept quoting it back and forth.
But what if it was a real question?
What if?
On December 3rd, she says, so I'm technically going to be a sophomore next semester. What did that mean?
That was after my first semester of high school, where I had taken English and I had enough credits from being smart in middle school that I was technically a sophomore.
But nobody calls you a sophomore. You're still a freshman.
No, but I wanted to flex, Kelsey.
That's a weird flex.
Same mean guy posted on my Facebook wall. Do the names Harry, Niall, Liam, Zane, or Louis mean anything to you?
Oh, and then I said, Louis?
That's not Lewis, obviously. And I said, maybe. Okay, yes. He said, I knew it. Text me. So.
And you said, I got my phone taken away, so.
I always got my phone taken away. Like, my phone stayed taken away.
Yeah. Well, that's because you were always so busy being on Facebook and taking selfies.
I'm sorry.
Dug your own grave.
It was a big, busy lifestyle that I had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. November 25th, 2012. There are two people in the U.S. named Glenn Coco. Fun fact of the day.
That is a very fun fact.
That
Thank
is.
You, Allie, for
I'm
sharing.
I'm sure everyone. And then, same day? No, day before you said, sometimes I think I should clean my room, but then I think, better not. Out of curiosity, when did these movies come out, and was it, like, the week before?
Yes, probably. Well, you know, Mean Girls was just, like, a classic, you
well,
know?
Obviously, obviously
that,
it's been
that
a classic.
Came out, like, the early 2000s. But Pitch Perfect had just come out, and I was like, I don't want to clean my room. I'm so quirky. Oh my god. I used to eat sugar packets, and so my friend posted on my wall, eating sugar packets. Thanks, Allie. Like, that was a fun
That's
thing.
That's not a good snack.
Like, that...
Sugar packets are not a snack.
If you think that, you are whack. Oh, there's me with that mean guy.
Oh,
we were buds.
These are good photos.
We were pals.
No one can make a normal face.
No. Well, it was a 9th grade birthday party.
Yeah.
So, that's how that goes.
And then everyone's posting about it. Everyone says, well, tonight was fun. Love you guys. And then party. And OMG, this party was too bad. And partay, partay. Wow.
And then I said, we Williker Ker Jolly Wallies. For some reason.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I still, like...
Why did you make a photo of you looking freaked out from drama? Your profile.
Kelsey,
picture.
I was a drama kid.
But that's not something to flex.
Yeah, it was, though. It was. It was a flex.
Pro tip, don't flex being a drama kid.
Yeah, that is a pro tip. Just for everyone out there, don't. It didn't work well.
So, your friend says, Allie Bennett is a toothing baby.
I wish I could explain to you what that meant.
Did you lose all your
but
teeth?
But on October 31st, 2012, I was a toothing baby.
Mm. Halloween costume?
That, no. Silly goose. This is like all One Direction.
A lot of One Direction memes.
And a lot of just pictures of me and my friends being like, we'll be friends forever.
And then you weren't.
And then we weren't. Like, it happened, you know? Like, I take pictures when
Ooh,
I get bored.
Wow, these are dramatic.
My
Black
eyebrows were not done, and you could obviously tell.
No.
Like,
wow.
I have no eyebrows. Cam Wow retro.
Shout out to Cam Wow.
I cropped the Cam Wow out of every single photo, and it wouldn't stay that way.
No.
Like, I was trying to, like, hide that I used Cam Wow retro.
But everyone knew.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. October 20th. You really posted a lot.
I did. Facebook was the social media in 2012. Yeah.
But no one else posts this much on any social media now. Well, Twitter. I'm not on Twitter.
Well, yeah. Facebook was just like, it was a fun place.
It does seem fun. An example of this fun. Sydney and I totally sang the entire length of Bop to the Top this morning. Judge us. Go ahead. You wanted to not have friends.
I really just wanted people to hate me, I think.
Same day. So today it was decided I suck at bowling. I lost twice. Grr.
Yeah, that was my birthday party. I was kind of pissed.
Oh, that's
everyone sounds, kept beating
They should have let you win if it was your birthday
party.
Well,
I think one of them commented, we tried to let you win, but then you still lost.
Oh, yeah, we even tried to suck on purpose so you would win.
That did not work, and I suck. So, that's the tea.
Yep. Do you still suck at bowling?
Probably. I still have to use the bumpers. Like, that's where I'm at in my life.
Why did people do smiley faces the other way?
That was how we did them. We put them, like, directly at the end of the word, no space.
Yeah.
And then, like, the parentheses came before the semicolon.
Yeah. That's weird.
Right. It was very strange.
It just looks
Facebook
forced.
Was such an interesting time.
It looks like you're forcing a smile.
Yeah. It is. It, like, it has a completely different
vibe.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Vibes, dude. Summer vibes.
Vibes.
It's just so
Oh, my God.
Vibes.
It's just the same post again and again because everyone's tagged in it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God.
This is like the
I guess I should
time.
Read the caption since it's come up a whole bunch of times. That's a good photo.
Mm-hmm.
It says, these people, that weird ass smiley face, going down a hill in a wagon, spider on a swing set, bowling at 3, same weird smiley face, sucking at bowling, great day.
I like that bowling had the timestamp. Like, yeah. Bowling at 3.
But when did you start sucking at bowling? Was that at 3:30?
I don't know. When did we go down the hill on a wagon? Who's to say, really? I don't have any answers.
Oh, here it is again. Oh, finally, a new post.
Same photo, but just says, yeah, guys.
Who took
We're
these photos?
Cool. I don't know.
Did you self-timer it?
No, there's no way. It must have been, I don't know. Maybe Bryce?
Oh, mayhaps.
She's not in it. Oh, yeah.
She's in that one.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was Bryce. Amazing. And,
All right, let's find some good ones to wrap this up.
Oh, where is... Maybe 2013 has good ones.
Okay.
Go to that. There are just too many. Oh my God.
Just so many terrible profile photos.
That's just so awful.
More birthday wishes. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. September 15th, 2013, Allie said, hardcore parkour, multiplayer golf hockey, and a top banana. You can tell you changed because you started using lowercase letters here.
I didn't even type that.
You didn't?
No, that was someone posted that on my wall.
Oh, well then Brooke got cooler than you.
Well, that's cool. That's neat of you to say. I love that for me. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
this one I'd like to point out because of these recent comments.
Here's another flex. Ellie loves to flex about being smarter than everyone.
I did.
On June 4th, 2013, she says, I just did the math. I could get a 75 on my Algebra 2 final and still have an overall grade of 94. I'm such a nerd. Why?
And hold on. Open up these comments. Let's see who's in here. So that friend that was grave digging said, ugh, I wish I could. And then two of my old roommates said, quoted, I'm such a nerd. Why? Because I don't know why I said it like that. And then one of them said, sorry, we can no longer live together. I don't share my living space with nerds. And then this one guy who I've met one time in my whole life, one time just said, hey, I just wanted to say congrats on doing well in Algebra 2. And I hated that.
And then one more girl said, unrelatable content, which I agree with.
I loved Algebra 2.
Your flex is not relatable.
Well, I wasn't supposed to be. I wanted to be the only one that was better than everyone else. Jesus Christ. On May 3rd, I posted, of 2013, mind you, I said, there are about 6,000 things I would rather be doing than going to Philly right now, and things on that list include wrestling a grizzly bear and stealing a baby pterodactyl from its mother.
Did I go to Philly with you?
Yeah, we went to Philly, Kelsey.
I don't remember
it was
going
like we
to
had,
Philly.
We got like a new car or something. We went to Philly.
I really don't remember going
I'm not,
to Philly at all.
I don't know why we did do that. But I remember seeing the Liberty Bell, and
it was complaining just like about there. Our hotel room, posting selfies, complaining about the weather.
There's what, on what? February 16th, 2013. It was one of those artsy beach pics where you draw like a heart in the sand and then you all stand around it. But the caption was just feet,
which implies some things. It I does. Will admit.
So
is that me?
Yes, Cussy. That's us and our cousins.
Okay, I could tell because my it's jeans that I just sloppily rolled up right below the
I'm
knee.
I'm wearing leggings.
Because I definitely wore jeans to the beach. That was a good decision.
Yeah, for sure you did. Mm-hmm. You still would, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wear combat boots to the beach because I never know I'm going to the beach when I end up at the beach.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise beach visit.
Surprise beach.
And then I go, feet.
That was the worst thing that I've ever said. It was just, feet. Like, that was before that was even, like, a thing, you know?
Yeah, before foot fetishes were even
I started foot fetishes.
Oh, dude, that is... don't make that your claim to fame.
So, here's a fun story.
Oh, February 10th, 2013.
My friend likes to... on these things, she didn't say, like, what we were doing. Like, she did say what we were doing, but she didn't word it correctly. She didn't say, like, this is what we did. She just said, getting Barbies and taping them all throughout the house! Exclamation point. As, like a caption for the photo. Like, here's what this was. So, it's a picture of a Barbie, like, mermaid style. Like, the front of the boat, you know? And, like, those, like Pirates of the Caribbean or something, you know? How, like, they have, like, things on the front of the boat.
Sure.
It's kind of sitting like that, but it's put inside, like, the hole in the bottom of the toilet.
Yeah. It is mid-flush.
It is. No. No, no, no.
But it looks like it's mid-flush.
It looks like it could be mid-flush. But we put it there. And we also taped them, on my sister's ceiling fan, outside of a window in the kitchen. That was a scary one.
That one was dismembered. Its arm was, like, not attached and just taped nearby.
Yeah, it was just kind of chilling there. Then we also hung one from the, like, banister. That one spooked Kelsey. That one did get her.
I wasn't expecting to wake up and find dolls all over the house.
No one expects
it. Because that's a weird thing to do!
But the best part is the one in the toilet. So, our brother... he was young, so he wasn't, like, standing up to pee yet, so he doesn't, like, make eye contact with the toilet as he peed. And it was in the morning. So I closed the lid so that he would see it before he peed. And so we'd have to open it and, like, look at the toilet while he did that. But it turns out he did not. So I had to clean out a pee-soaked Barbie from the toilet. And that
you
was...
You dug your own grave.
Honestly, my own fault. But it was so entertaining. Oh, wow. Kelsey, you've gotten back into 2012.
Oh. Well, I was looking for my favorite thing you've ever posted.
I think
on
that
your
was
Facebook
2011.
Status. Okay. Well, somewhere. I'm just going to tell them
we'll
what it was.
Close it off with the best piece I've ever written.
Allie decided one day, she was thinking deep. She was just feeling poetic. She had something to say.
Honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I had
she
some
had
feelings.
To get it out there on her Facebook profile.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, how can I express these deep feelings that I'm feeling? The answer was Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm. So Allie said, starships were meant to fly. And then at the end, she added a sideways heart.
Yeah, like not an emoji, because emojis didn't exist back then.
It was just,
like,
starships are meant to fly less than three.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Yes.
But it was a heart, because starships were meant to fly.
And that's that on that.
And that's that on that. That's the T. Yeah, I was on the internet way earlier than I should have been. Like, I was on Facebook when I was 10.
It was a mistake.
I was 10 years old on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Why?
So that you could tell everyone that starships are meant to fly.
Because I was, like, 13 when I posted that.
Oh, that's even worse.
Right.
Why would you admit that?
Because I just needed to set the record straight.
Oh, sure.
It was awful. I was like, starships? Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, I agree.
They were. Yeah!
That's a deep
give layer. It up for starships meant to fly, mm-hmm. And that's that.
Thank you.
Ugh.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. That's a classic. All right. Thanks for tuning in to this.
Overall, I think we've established that you are dumber than I.
No, 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 no. I just posted my dumbness.
Right, I kept mine inside. That makes me smarter.
Like, maybe. But I never, like, was like, I'm a punk. You just advertise that in real life to real people to their face.
Okay, you told me to. That's on you.
Well, you did it. That's on you.
Okay. Anyway.
You have agency.
I don't want to.
You don't want to have agency?
Take it back.
I would like to return my agency.
Thanks.
Please.
I kept the receipt.
And thank you. All right. I guess we're going to sign off.
Yep.
We'll be back at you soon with more idiocy. Just pure.
Us and our one brain cell.
Us and our one brain cell combined. I think we maybe had like two.
No.
Like one each in our youth. And then Facebook just got rid of.
Yeah, Facebook.
My whole brain cell. Brain cells.
And I have to share one with you.
And so now we have to share the one brain cell.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we act so similarly. And sound so similarly.
Sound so similarly?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. You know what? You know what I meant. But that just goes to prove.
Goodbye.
We're idiots.
Us and our one brain cell.
Toodaloo.